This is The Takeaway. I'm Alana Casanova-Burgess from WNYC Studios, filling in for Melissa Harris-Perry.
Good to be with you today.
On Tuesday of this week, the CDC reported more than 441,000 new COVID cases in the U.S. alone. That's actually the highest number of new cases we've seen in a day since the start of the pandemic. But on Monday, despite the number of infections, the CDC chose to cut COVID-19 quarantine and isolation times in half, from 10 days to 5 days. And just to underline one part of this new guideline that seems to be getting lost, after those initial 5 days, the CDC is still advising anyone who has tested positive to wear a mask around others for the following 5 days. These altered rules may be confusing to the American public. Only a few months ago, people in the U.S. were told to undergo a 14-day quarantine. And that was for anyone who tested positive or came into contact with someone who later tested positive. Here's Dr. Anthony Fauci explaining why that decision was made on CNN earlier this week.
But if you are asymptomatic and you are infected, we want to get people back to the jobs, particularly those with essential jobs, to keep our society running smoothly. So I think that was a very prudent and good choice on the part of the CDC, which we spent a considerable amount of time discussing, namely getting people back in half the time than they would have been out so that they can get back to the workplace doing things that are important to keep society running smoothly.
These new guidelines were issued about a week after Airlines for America, a large airline industry group, wrote a letter to the CDC asking them to lower their quarantine recommendations to avoid a labor shortage and other disruptions. So is the policy change about jobs and the economy, or is it about public health? Here to answer some of our questions about the new guidelines is Namandjé Bumpus, director of the Department of Pharmacology and Molecular Sciences at Johns Hopkins University. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
So what are the guidelines?
Yes, so it is a change, as you noted. So currently, a large change is that everyone, regardless of vaccination status, if they've tested positive for COVID-19, are asked to isolate for 5 days if they have no symptoms or if their symptoms are resolving after 5 days. So that time has been cut down to 5 days, but the key there is really being asymptomatic or having symptoms that are resolving. And as you mentioned, after those 5 days, continuing to mask around others for an additional 5 days. If a person does have fever, other symptoms, they should stay home longer. But if they're asymptomatic, the time has been cut to 5 days. And I think the important point there being that it's recommended for everyone regardless of vaccination status.
What's the science behind that halving from 10 to 5 days?
You know, obviously things are still emerging as far as Omicron, but as far as what is currently known, there is strong evidence that transmission or the majority of transmission is really occurring early in the course of the illness. So generally 1 to 2 days prior to the onset of symptoms and then say 2 to 3 days after. So the idea being that if we're trying to capture that window, then isolating for 5 days, after testing positive, if asymptomatic, then there should be minimized risk for infecting others. I think, as I said, we are still learning more about Omicron and how, transmissible it is at different levels of virus. But so far, at least what's been suggested from what we know about, kind of previous SARS-CoV-2 and what's emerging about this variant is that there is that window, the 1 to 2 days prior of symptom onset and then 2 to 3 days after, that most infection seems to be being transmitted.
There are a lot of caveats to the rules, right? It's different if you've been unvaccinated or if you have a booster, then you have to figure out if you have symptoms or if they're resolving. Mm-hmm. Generally, it's 1 to 2 days prior, but generally sticks out to me there. And it just seems like an SAT logic problem to figure out what you should do and what you should do with employees who are sick. Do you worry that there's a lot of room for mistakes in trying to parse this out?
Well, certainly, I think because it can be hard to identify, what is a symptom even. Certainly, I think that there are, some people that may not recognize certain things as a symptom. I've certainly talked to people who have said, oh, it's just a sore throat. So I think that certainly is one place where the interpretation can be difficult because we're talking asymptomatic or symptoms resolving, and people may, you know, view that differently. There is a lot of talk about, you know, there should be a negative test required, for instance, before leaving isolation. I think that one difficulty is that those are still limited. So right now, it really is this timing, you know, relying on this time period, and for people to really, I think hard about what might be a symptom and what might not be. And I think go on the side of, if you are feeling, you know, some symptoms, if you do have a fever, even slight, then staying home longer, certainly. And, you know, talking to your healthcare professional if you feel that you're just having a hard time discerning what might be a symptom, what might not be.
I mentioned that Airlines for America had asked the CDC to cut quarantine time. And I've also seen that interpreted as something that suggests that these rules are not earnestly given by the CDC. Mm-hmm. Do you worry about the erosion of trust here?
I think, yes, with confusion and with people feeling that they're being told different things. But I think at the same time, we're always trying to balance, you know, livelihood and people being able to do the things that they need to do in their lives, you know, go to work, care for others, with what we know. So the quarantine guidelines have, you know, changed as well, as you noted, where if you've been boosted or if you've been, you know, fully vaccinated recently, so completed the Pfizer, Moderna in within 6 months or the J&J within the last 2 months, then, you know, wear a mask for 10 days, test on day five if possible. If you develop symptoms, stay home. But otherwise, for people who are boosted or recently fully vaccinated, no quarantine period suggested, you know, masking for 10 days. And of course, there is the quarantine suggested if you're not boosted, if you're unvaccinated. And that is the stay home for 5 days and wear a mask an additional time. So I do think that it is a big change and something to really try to pay attention to, you know, these delineations. But I think it also shows the importance and the confidence we have in the booster helping, so that with getting a booster, you actually are able to, you know, cut that quarantine time, at least based on these suggestions now, and wear a mask for 10 days and then, you know, get tested on day five. And if you become positive, then, of course, make decisions based now on having that positive test.
What do you make of how these changes were communicated to the public? I mean, we're in such a high surge right now. It seems like a little bit of whiplash.
There is some confusion about this change happening now when people do have concerns about, you know, this variant and the surge and what the next few weeks are going to bring. So I think that we do need more communication about where this is coming from, what the science currently is. But the idea being, as I mentioned, this balancing act between people doing the things they need to do kind of in day-to-day life, you know, with what we know about the virus so far. I think that certainly we know that, you know, the vaccine and the booster is giving protection. So people should feel confident, I think, in the changes made around that. And hopefully, even though these are, you know, the guidelines could be a bit confusing, I do think on first read, hopefully it will help to encourage more people to get vaccinated and boosted.
And can you talk about how the CDC guidelines compare to the guidelines from other countries? I've heard that just Canada up north, it's a way different situation.
Yeah, I think it's different place to place. And people really, you know, public health officials, I think, have to make the decisions based on their local situation. You know, what are the vaccines available? What is the vaccination status of their population? And, you know, what they're seeing currently as far as hospitalization, you know, positive rates, things like that. So I think that it is a very individual situation from kind of location to location. And there are differences, definitely. You know, these are decisions based looking at the data in the US, and they certainly may change over time as we learn more. But it's different on the ground in every place, in large part due to differences in levels of vaccination.
And on being vaccinated, what's the impact of how long ago a person was fully vaccinated when it comes to these isolation times?
So if you were vaccinated with the mRNA vaccines, the Pfizer or Moderna, over 6 months ago, so you become eligible for the booster, you know, once you've been vaccinated over 6 months ago. So if you have not been boosted, even though you received those vaccines over 6 months ago, or J&J over 2 months ago and are not boosted, then you in these guidelines are, you know, following the same suggestions of people who are unvaccinated. So it's stay at home for if exposed, then to quarantine or stay at home for 5 days. And after that, mask around others for 5 additional days and test on day 5, if possible, and ideally test on day 5.
Okay. Well, since this is so confusing, can you repeat the guidelines in case anyone listening missed them the first time?
Yes. So I think the a take-home message is that isolate, if you test positive for COVID-19, that everyone, regardless of vaccination status, being suggested to isolate, stay home for 5 days. If you are asymptomatic or your symptoms are truly resolving, so you don't have any fever, haven't had a fever, for instance, for at least 24 hours, so no symptoms, symptoms really resolving, then you can leave your house after 5 days, but it's important to continue wearing a mask for an additional 5 days. The differences come based on vaccination status when we're talking about quarantine, which is when you've been exposed to someone with COVID-19. So if you have been boosted or if you've completed the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine recently, so within 6 months, or the J&J vaccine, you've received it recently within 2 months, then you actually can wear a mask around others for 10 days, so without quarantine. So you need, it's important to wear that mask around others and to test on day 5, ideally, but you actually do not have to quarantine if you've been boosted or recently vaccinated. If you have not been boosted, but you're eligible for a booster, so you've completed the Pfizer or Moderna in over 6 months ago and have not been boosted, or the J&J over 2 months ago and have not been boosted, or you're not vaccinated, then you do need to quarantine following exposure to someone with COVID-19, which means staying home for 5 days, and after that, wearing a mask for an additional 5 days, and testing again, ideally on day 5, if possible.
Whew, well done. Nemanja Bumpus is the director of the Department of Pharmacology and Molecular Sciences at Johns Hopkins University. Nemanja, thank you for coming on and doing that heavy lift.
Thank you for having me.